New York State and city health authorities are trying to make it easier for women to get long-term contraceptives, including IUDs or intrauterine devices. IUDs have been slow to shed their stigma after faulty models in the 1970s and 80s led to massive lawsuits. Today, fewer than 10% of women on contraceptives use IUDs. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports that could change as New York doctors offer IUDs to Medicaid patients at the time of childbirth.
An IUD is typically made of metal or plastic. It's usually shaped like a T that's little more than an inch wide and an inch tall. It sort of looks like the stick figure of a uterus, and it can only be inserted by physicians. Dr. Susan Rubin says that you take the IUD, fold its arms up, put it into a sterile straw,
and then place the straw with the IUD in it inside the body of the uterus, and then remove the straw and leave the IUD behind.
The procedure almost always happens in a doctor's office. Once in place, IUDs are more than 99% effective, can last for years, and can be removed at any time. Complications, which can include bleeding, discomfort, or expulsion, are relatively rare, and the price over time is very low, though the upfront cost is very high.
They're really expensive, and they're not necessarily covered by insurance. They can cost about $850 or so per device.
Until this month, city hospitals have been covering that cost out of pocket for poor women at the time of childbirth because health leaders feel it's such an important moment for women to get long-term contraception if that's what they want. Now, New York's Medicaid has cut the red tape and agreed to pay for IUDs in the labor and delivery ward, not just at other times in a woman's life. Joan Mallon, the president of Planned Parenthood of New York, says that means a lot more women will have access to IUDs.
Making it available through this revised Medicaid policy is great because it reduces the cost issues, it makes it so that a woman does not have to come back for a follow-up visit and more care. It just takes care of it all at one time.
But the window of opportunity is short. Doctors need to either implant the IUDs within 10 minutes of delivering the placenta, or they must wait several weeks. Dr. Amita Murthy from Bellevue says that given the sensitivity of doing another procedure right after childbirth, it's crucial to have the family planning discussion well before delivery day. During that conversation, Murthy gives a patient all the options, and if the patient decides she wants an IUD after childbirth, she signs a consent form to authorize it.
When the patient comes back into the labor floor for her delivery, among the many things that we do during the assessment is to reconfirm her wish for the IUD. Some patients change their mind, most don't, and so we make sure that we have it available for her, and then we'll put it in when the baby comes out.
NYU medical ethicist Dr. Arthur Kaplan agrees it's imperative to discuss IUDs far in advance when patients are clear-headed. But he says it's also important for policymakers to ensure the IUD option isn't just something for Medicaid, given what he says is a long history of the government pressuring poor women to have fewer babies.
If it's just one group of Medicaid recipients, and they're the only ones for whom a program has developed, it just looks prejudiced against that group. I think it's something that you do your best to encourage the private sector, the insurance market, that they do the same thing.
New York is one of the first states to pay for IUDs at the time of delivery through Medicaid, but that still leaves millions of women of childbearing age with limited access to a contraception that many experts think could benefit them. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.